Friends, roadies, countrymen, and all listeners far and wide, all over the world, this is John Edmund back with you again. And what a great pleasure it's been to be able to podcast right into your phone or your computer. This month, I'm talking about hit songs and sometimes the strange way that those special songs come about. Last week, I spoke about my first two South African national hits, Fairy Tales and Round and Around. That took me and my producer Terry Dempsey, along with his wife Carrie, all the way to Japan to perform at the World Song Festival in 1970. Wow, more than half a century ago. Well, at that song festival, as I said, there were entries from 100 other countries of the world. I was honored to meet up with them and mix with international stars from Japan to every continent in the world. The Australian entry was written by a Scottish-born pop musician called George Young, who had been part of a group called the Easy Beats. Their big world hit in those days was Friday on My Mind. Well, George and I clicked, him being Scottish and me from Scottish parents and having lived in Scotland for a while. George said, "On your way back to South Africa, why don't you call in and pay me a visit in Sydney, in Australia?" So I did. And at the same time, I looked up Pat and Greg Armitage. Pat was the girl that I wrote my first hit for. Stage name, Pat Gregory, and the song, Hey Mr. Dreamer. Pat and Greg had emigrated to Australia and were moving in big music circles. While I was there, George Young gave me a song called Pasadena. It was written by him and the actor David Hemmings. He also gave it to Australian artist John Paul Young, no relation of George. We both recorded and it became a hit for both of us, me in South Africa and for John Paul in Australia. The song had it in the groove, for sure. But let's rewind a little. Whilst moving in all these music circles in Sydney, I met Bruce Woodley of the Seekers and another Australian artist called Hans Poulsen. They gave me a song which they had written called Boom Shalalalo. Well, I thought that Boom Shalalalo had it in the groove. With Terry's producing skills and the backing musicians of Rhodesian pop group Lincoln, it became a hit. It was had that magic in the groove. We followed up with Pasadena, and wow, we were right. It also had it in the groove. So that was four hits in a row. Was that just a fluke? And was it the end of the road for me, recording hits? In the meantime, Terry Dempsey was writing songs for a couple of other artists, like Dave Mills and Lauren Copley. For Dave, it was a song called Love is a Beautiful Song, and for Lauren, it was a song called The Flower of Life. I also recorded The Flower of Life and put it on my By Request album, which contained all my South African official hits, which I will discuss in my podcast next week. So folks, until then, I must remind you that these hits can be heard on my album, By Request. This is available on CD from my website or for downloads from buymusic.co.za. Any other songs you may want are available on most popular music platforms. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Till next week, it's cheers, tot ziens, salagasle, and zwakanaka.